seconds left to go in regulation. 13-13 tie. Placement is down. Suckup's kick is blocked again. Blocked by the Raiders again. And was it Richard Seymour again? He blocked the kick at the end of regulation. We're going to overtime.
Now, it's Murph and Mac, Brian Murphy and Paul McCaffrey on KNBR 680 and streaming live at KNBR.com.
All right. He blocks kicks. He calls into Murph and Mac. He is Richard Seymour, three-time Super Bowl champ, six-time Pro Bowler, four-time All-Pro, basically one of the greats in the game. And he's up there in Napa. He's calling in to the Murph and Mac show. So, Richard, it was nice to see you earlier this week, and we thank you for calling in bright and early.
Hey,
how
Richard.
You doing this morning, man?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Are you guys getting to that point in camp where you're really it? I mean, you've been through so many of these. It's time to hit the field on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I mean, you know, it's my 12th camp. I mean, I really can't even believe that. I was talking to some guys earlier this year. I was like, it's 12 months in the year. So imagine doing training camp for a whole year straight. And we were just kind of tripping out about that. But you know what? I look at it as definitely a blessing. You know, it's an opportunity for us to get better as a football team. And, you know, I call it the necessary evil. It's something that we all have to go through to get where we want to go. And, you know, we're just building that chemistry as a team.
All right. We're talking to Richard Seymour. They play Monday against the Dallas Cowboys. But this Sunday is the Raider Nation celebration. We'll get into that in just a second. We got to ask you about the new regime, Richard. I mean, you've been there. You were there under Al Davis and Hugh Jackson and Tom Cable. And now here comes Reggie McKenzie and Dennis Allen. You've been around the game long enough to know what these guys bring to the table. So tell us, what do they bring to the table?
Well, you know, I think they, at this point right now, you know, I think they have a clear direction in terms of where we want to go as a team. I think they're you know, I really enjoy defensive guys. You know, so first speaking on McKenzie, he's a defensive guy. You know, he knows football. He came from a great organization and in the Packers, and understanding it's a way to do anything. And, you know, so I like where we headed with him. And then in terms of Coach Allen, you know, he's a no-nonsense, straightforward, smart football guy that you can expect to put you in the right places to make plays. And, you know, he wants a smart, tough, physical football team. And, you know, that's what we're trying to go out and do at this point right now. So, like I said, we have our work cut out for us. You know, it isn't a pill that we can take to, you know, get through camp or anything like that. But, you know, these guys are pushing us, and they're letting us know there's no shortcuts to it. So, you know, I understand that. Their new regime understands that. And, you know, we're definitely on the right track headed to where we got to go.
And, Richard, there's a lot of pieces in place for a good team. I mean, you guys were a game away from the playoffs last year. However, like every team, there's holes. And I got to ask you about two. One is the run defense, and you must take a great pride in this, and you want it to improve. So what is it going to take to get that Raider run defense to the point where it's going to make the Raiders consistent winners? What's the missing ingredient?
Well, you know what? I just think it's attention to detail. You know, I think we have the talent. I think everyone knows that. You know, we don't have talent to get it done. We definitely have that. I just think it's everybody committing to, you know, our common goal and being where you're supposed to be. The only thing I can go out to do is do my job, but everyone has to have that same mentality. And I think at this point, that's what we're building now. So, you know, I'm not going to predict anything at this point, but I definitely will say our run defense will be a lot better than it was last year.
Okay.
And that being said, Richard, I mean, I have to hope and assume that you guys are also focusing on cutting back on some of the penalties, some of the mistakes that were made defensively that really hurt you guys in critical situations, you know, in fourth quarters of some key ball games.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, even though we won, you know, eight games last year, I mean, if we took some of those games and, you know, just been able to finish the games at the end, I mean, we could have added four more games that we could have won and easily been a playoff team if we don't do some things to mentally beat ourselves. So that's encouraging for us, but it's also, we know we can do it, but we have to go out and do it. You know, that's something that, you know, we have to do. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of looking back in the past in terms of what we got to do, but I think you have to understand the type of team that you are, in order to move forward. And we understood what held us back last year. And like I said, with the new regime, you know, I think we're definitely headed in the right direction for sure.
It all sounds good. And let's remind everybody then in closing here that the Raider Nation celebration is this Sunday, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, south parking areas of the Coliseum. And the Raiders are going to be introduced to the crowd. Richard, you're going to be out there and see the fans, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it's going to be a fun time for the family. It's a family event. You know, it's family and friends. So everyone could come out, you know, see their favorite Raider. The Raiderettes are going to perform. You know, all the players are going to be introduced. And, you know, I just think it's a way to kick off the season in 2012 the right way, you know. So I definitely want all of those people that's in the black hole to come out and support us. It's going to be a very fun event. You know, the players are going to speak and, you know, just talk about, you know, what we're looking to do this season. So it's going to be a good time to interact with the fans and give some high fives out and throw up the X's a few times.
It's nice. Again, Sunday, 1 to 4 in the south parking area of the Coliseum. It's free. Right. Parking's free. It's got activities for children, too, so you can bring your kids. And like Richard said, the Raiders will go out there and talk to the crowd. And then Monday they play the Cowboys. How many snaps are you going to get, Richard, on Monday against the Cowboys, you think?
You know, it's a good question. I'm not sure at this point, but like I said, it's always good to get out there and knock some of the rust off, you know, because I don't care what type of player you are, you know, you still need to go out and knock the rust off and get ready to go, you know, because it's a long, grueling season, and you have to be fundamentally sound. So it'll be a good opportunity in terms of snaps. I'm really not sure, but, you know, I'm just looking to go out there and, you know, get myself ready to be ready to play. So whatever that entails, I'll be ready for it.
Cool, man.
All well said, Richard. It's always nice chatting with you, man. We appreciate you taking the time. We know you got a
absolutely.
Meeting to go to, so have fun Sunday and Monday, and we'll catch up down the road.
Absolutely, and I'll be remiss if I don't say hello to the Raider Nation. So hello, guys. Y'all come ready and have your 92 jerseys on.
Yeah, there you go. See you, Richard.
All good,
thanks,
Richard.
Man.
Have a great practice. Richard Seymour, very cool guy. Class act and a gentleman. So
I'm glad Pecan played that block on the way in, too. That was a big play, man. 92 getting up high.
I tell you what. You know, they keep saying, we have a clear direction. Every guy we talk to, we have
it
a new
direction. It certainly seems that way, being up there.
So you read between the lines, you know? Like, in the past, nobody really knew what was going on. Now, maybe, a little more focus.
A little more discipline,
a little more focus.
Perhaps.
Be fun. It'd be great to have two winners in the Bay Area this year.